Michael Burns, deputy director of the Seattle Regional Census Center, notes that while Alaska's far-flung remote communities have always challenged U.S. census takers, 2010 is presenting a new counting difficulty.
I think the biggest difference from the last 10 years is the immigration that's coming into the state of Alaska. Some of these people coming from different countries are coming from countries where the government was in a harassing mode to its citizenry. They come over to this country, and as soon as you say you're from the U.S. government, there is that fear factor that comes over them.
Burns spoke at a special census non-response follow-up press conference held this morning at the Alaska Native Heritage Center in Anchorage. The regional deputy director said the Census Bureau has worked to reach out to Alaska's immigrant, often non-English-speaking population. It's called the Partnership Support Program.
The partnership program actually goes out and deals with church leaders, for example, faith-based. We also have community organizations that we deal with. And we also have people on our staff who are bilingual in a lot of the new arrival languages that are here, such as Russian, Tagalog, Samoan. So when you look at the community here, we have people on staff, there's 1,300 people, that will actually be able to speak the language of a particular neighborhood.
If enumerators who only speak English encounter a language barrier, Burns says they can show a flashcard where the household member can point to his or her language. Later, someone who speaks that language will come to the residence. In rural villages, the Census Bureau hires enumerators from the community. That reduces mistrust, normally solves the language problem, and increases returns. Census takers seek very limited information. Burns says anyone going beyond simple questions about the household should be regarded with suspicion. No census taker will ask about credit card or bank account numbers. If someone does ask for his or her supervisor's number or call the census office in Alaska, it has a list of every enumerator in the state. Burns also stressed that all information is confidential. That's true whether someone is a U.S. citizen or not. Nor is one's personal information shared with any other government agency. Confidentiality is simply the law.
Each of our census takers, like myself, have taken an oath of confidentiality. We cannot divulge any information that we collect on anyone through this census and for the rest of our life.
Breaking the oath of confidentiality can mean 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Burns says as of April 26th, Alaska had a 61% response rate, the lowest in the nation, and well below Wisconsin, the highest with 80% and the national average of 72%. Juneau and Anchorage have about 70% mail response, Fairbanks, 60%. The Bureau is working hard to reach 100%. After all, this official population tally carries a sizable financial impact.
When you think of the census, think of it as that underpinning, that actual device to provide needed funds that come back to us for the services that we take for granted. There is a funding component either through grants that come into this local community to support those needed services to us, and it's based upon population count.
The Census Bureau estimates that every Alaskan counted means $10,000 in annual federal funding or $120,000 total until the 2020 census count. Finally, Burns has one more request of Alaska households during the upcoming month.
Our biggest problem, of course, are the dogs, okay? So we ask people, don't let the dogs out when the census taker comes to your house.
For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.